Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rains fell, the floods came, the winds blew and buffeted against the house, but it did not collapse. It had been built solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rains fell, the floods came, the winds blew and buffeted against the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Throughout this Advent season, we make our own the prayers of the centuries, way back before Christ. Maranatha, O come, Emmanuel, come, divine Messiah. And Jesus responded in time, and he comes each day, and it will come at the end. But as he himself says in the gospel today, it's not enough for us just to sing out even a beautiful polyphony, Maranatha, or come, Lord Jesus, or come, divine Messiah, come, Emmanuel. What he wants us to do is to build our entire existence with trust on the rock of the love that he has shown in so coming. Today's first reading in the psalm, we have various images of the strength God wants to give us. A strong city of we. He, not a stranger, not just somebody. He has set up walls and ramparts to protect us. Therefore, trust in the Lord forever. The Lord is an eternal rock. Eternal rock. And that eternal rock gives us his word as a rock on which we can build our entire life. And our real wisdom is doing so. We're preparing today for Mary's Immaculate Conception, which the church will exultantly celebrate tomorrow, the real beginning of the implementation of God's plan of redemption that had been foretold from the time of original sin. We'll hear in the gospel what the Immaculate Conception said when that plan hit its most important stage of all, when God took on our flesh. Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum. Let it happen to me according to your word. Let my whole existence be built wisely upon this rock, the seed of wisdom. Built her entire existence on that gift of the rock. St. Ambrose, someone who did the same. You know his incredible story. In his young 30s, he was prefect of Gaul, which was governor of this entire region of the Roman Empire. He was a catechumen by this point, fascinated by the faith, but he really hadn't taken the jump because those who were in positions of authority who sometimes needed to make cutthroat decisions, they feared their judgment, and they knew that if they were baptized as they were dying, baptism would take away all their sins. And for the really difficult sins, penances were so enormous that they thought that they might run out of time to do them. And so a lot of the times they delayed. But as there was an election after the death of the Bishop of Milan, he went in his capacity as prefect to just make sure all hell wasn't going to break loose between the Arians, who were more numerous, and the Orthodox Christians. And there was terrible infighting and he thought that people were going to rip themselves apart. So rather than sending the troops first, he went and he spoke, and he reminded them about the words of the Lord, about loving even enemies, about who he was as the Prince of Peace, about the fact that others would know that they're Christians by the love that they would have for each other. In the midst of this exhortation on taking the faith seriously by a catechumen, on building their actual political lives, because there was an election for the Bishop of Milan, on the rock of the Lord's words, some child just started shouting out, "Ambrosi Episcope, Ambrosi Episcope," vocatives, Ambrose, Bishop, started to work itself through the crowd until it was a frenzy. And he, this very courageous man who would show that courage later, escaped. He just didn't want it to happen. The emperor who had appointed him as a precocious prefect found out that he was elected. He consented to it, proud of himself for having chosen someone that the Christians and the Arians would both want as their strong leader. So, in 1 week, he was baptized, made his first Holy Communion, was ordained a deacon, a priest, and Bishop of Milan in a week. But he knew wisely what he didn't know. He did not know the Lord's word well enough to be able to build his entire discipleship on it, not to mention as an apostle to help the people the Lord had entrusted to him to do the same. So he brought this elderly priest, whose name was Simplicianus. I don't know if you know who Simplicianus is, but Simplicianus is a very important figure, even in Rome, as this priest. He took on the pagan priests, and he debated them to tear down the pagan statues. And this elderly priest won. He's remembered by St. Augustine very much as one of these figures. But nevertheless, Ambrose had heard of him, asked if he would come and be his tutor, because he really needed to know the word of God. And so Simplicianus was a tough taskmaster, really making sure that Ambrose would get to know the word of God and live it and be able to teach it. When you read St. Ambrose's beautiful treatises from that point forward, you begin to see just how redolent his entire life is with that word, and how it had truly become his rock. That's what gave him such extraordinary courage in the midst of so many problems. Soon after he was appointed the Bishop of Milan, the emperor slay a whole stadium of people in Thessalonica, murdered them all because of something that had occurred to some of his representatives there. And so Ambrose had to go and give the fraternal correction to the emperor. The emperor didn't take it well at first, and so came to try to get Ambrose and to do the same to the people of Milan. Ambrose barricaded them in the cathedral, the Duomo there in Milan, and taught them how to sing to bid the time as they were being sieged. Eventually, through their prayers, the emperor converted and very humbly received the penance that was given to him by Ambrose. But Ambrose needed similarly to try courageously to harmonize the disunified Christians and to bring the Arians to build their entire life on the rock of the words having become flesh, that Jesus was not just a good human being, but he was God's divine word who had taken on our humanity so that we could take our divinity. And patiently, but heroically, he continued to teach the faith. Not sure if you read this morning the second lesson of the breviary from the Feast of St. Ambrose, or if you did. So you notice what he was saying there, that there are so many storms that come that buffet against the church. But the church first was built on the rock of Peter and the apostles, and that rock was firmly established in the bedrock of the cornerstone. And so as the storms continue to happen, and we will face storms in the church in every age, he taught us the biblical principle of how not to be afraid, because the Lord is that eternal rock who makes us strong. As we come forward today, as we continue to cry out, O come, O come, O come, the Lord wants to help us to recognize that he has come precisely out of love to give us strength. And each morning, here, he strengthens us from the inside, so that in our own day, in our own circumstances, we might imitate the strength that the Lord gave to Ambrose, so that others, drawing on our strength, might courageously build their lives on the same.